Welcome to the Old Galway Diary podcast. Each week, Tom Kenny and I, Ronnie O'Gorman, write a column in the Galway Advertiser. Before it goes to press, we contact each other and share what is filling the page that particular week. This podcast is that conversation. And I would add, we enjoy talking to you and would appreciate if you would give us a rate and review on the Apple Podcast app.
Well, good morning, Dick. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Tom.
Yes, yeah, I'm back to bed.
Good. Well, I have COVID, as it turns out.
I
was in Italy for the last week, watching rugby, school's rugby, and I came back with COVID.
They brought back Italian COVID. Is it any different?
Yeah, but it won't get to you through the phone, so you're okay. I keep it to myself. Anyway, what I want to write about this week is a dear old friend of yours and mine, and that is one Cyril Mahoney.
Indeed.
He was a great, great actor and a great, great friend, a dear friend. I often think of Cyril as being a dear friend to anybody who knew him.
Well, he was at that.
Yeah. He was born in Prospect Hill in the family home in 1913. His mother was Mary Teresa Caniff. She came from Loughrea. His dad, Jerry, was once in the RIC and worked for a while in Belfast, but eventually he came back to his mother's home in Prospect Hill. His mother, in other words, Cyril's grandmother, was Anne Flaherty. She was from Connemara, a native speaker, Gaelgor O'Rourke's, and a very well-known maternity nurse.
He didn't get it from the wind.
No, he didn't. Exactly, yeah. So there were six of them in the family. Vin or Vinny, Cyril, Maudie, Des, Pierce, and Eta.
Yes,
Cyril,
I knew a few of them.
Yeah, I did too. I knew Eta and I met Maudie and I certainly knew Pierce.
Which of them was the priest?
Pierce was the priest. Cyril, he went to the Mon and from there he got a scholarship to the Bish. As growing up, he used to serve Mass in St. Patrick's School, or church, rather, I would say, St. Patrick's Church. He was very athletic growing up. He was a very good sprinter, but he was a seriously good rugby player. Scrum half was mostly the area he played in. He was obviously very gifted on his feet, as escaping packs of forwards, because he was known as Twinkle Toes on the pitch. Not a title given to many rugby players, indeed. He was obviously very good. He played for Corinthians, but he also played for Connacht. And he was the captain of the very first team to play Leinster, not to be beaten by Leinster.
A very subtle difference, but...
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was even funnier because it was played in Kilkenny and there was a dinner after the game at which Cyril had to make a speech and he was so excited. He kept commiserating with Leinster, who had lost, as he said, the game. And the man sitting beside him, he was a reverend something or other, he nudged Cyril and he said, "It was a draw, sir. A moral victory, perhaps, but a draw, nevertheless." Poor Cyril forgot his lines on that one. He was a member of the LDF and during the emergency and was a long-time member of the FCA after that.
I must tell you a story about that, if I can.
Yeah.
He used to come. He was teaching me from 1943 to 47.
Yeah.
In the Bish. And he used to come into class in uniform now and again. And he would entertain us by juggling hand grenades, which frightened the hell out of us. They were duds, of course, but he used to. It frightened the hell out of us because we didn't know they were duds.
Yeah, and don't spoil a good story by anyway. But well, he spent the rest of his life teaching. He went from your school, the Bish National School. He moved to St. Patrick's when they opened in 1953.
That's right.
Now, his father often appeared on stage, apparently. He used to do turns regularly on the stage in the town hall, in charity concerts, often doing Harry Lauder impressions and singing, mostly singing, it would appear. But through his elder brother, Vin, he did a lot of acting in the Tigard, and he was remembered for many, many years afterwards for a performance in All Quiet on the Western Front, which he did with Walter Macken.
All right.
Now, that was before my time, I have to say.
It was even before mine, I have to say. The 30s and 40s, they were there.
Yeah, that's right. Now, as it happens, his two sisters, Maudie and Ita, they often acted in the Tigard as well.
Oh, they did. Ita was a very fine actress, in fact.
Yeah. Yeah. And Des, he often played in shows in the Columban Hall, which would have been reviews, that kind of thing. But it was Cyril was the one who really became known as the actor in the family. He had a remarkable career spanning over 40 years on the boards. Wow. He must have played hundreds, if not thousands, of different parts. He was a very versatile actor.
He sure was.
Yeah, wasn't he? He was a great comic actor. He had a wonderful sense of timing. And
I used to get him to star in many of the pantomimes as Porgy. That was his favorite character.
Yeah. I think we have a photograph in the paper today of one of those actual characters. He played all kinds of very serious parts and heavy parts as well. Anything from slapstick up to the high literary kind of part. Now, you've been on the stage with them, I've been on the stage with them, and it was a comfort to be on the stage with them, because if ever you got into trouble, as could happen, you know, you could lose track of the plot, you could miss out on a line or two, he would always rescue you if you needed rescuing.
That's right.
He was extremely confident on the stage, and it was just a joy to work with him. Really, he would always get you out of trouble.
He would indeed, but he always learned his lines very well too.
Yeah, he did. Exactly.
I suppose that was the teacher in him.
Probably. I can't remember the name of the play. He played a parish priest in it. He had a long black
cassock. Yeah, the little word of Don Camillo is a translation from a Spanish play.
Ah, okay. Well, he had at one stage in this show to hold a live chicken, and the chicken frapped on him every single performance, to the absolute delight of the audience every night. So he put up with it. I don't know how the castle lasted that week.
Not alone did he put up with it, but he featured.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, he would maximize it all right. Yeah. So he was great. He lived in the Ivy Hotel.
Yes, he did. With the two Poignard sisters, looked after them for many years until one of them died, sadly.
Yeah, that's right. And when it closed...
Mrs. Allen from the Imperial gave him a room for a while, but it was too expensive for him. So he ended up in the coachman.
Yeah, in the coachman in Dominic Street, and that's where, sadly, he died in 1986. He was great company. I just loved him. He loved a drink, he loved company, but what he loved most of all was being on the stage and entertaining people.
He was, yes. He certainly became a bit of a recluse in the end.
Yeah, it was very sad. Although I can remember him, reclusive and all as he was, walking on the street in the summer with a straw hat tipped kind of nice sideways, a bit jauntily on his head, you know. But I miss him still. Yeah. I think of him regularly. And he was a very major part of Galway life for about a half century.
He was, and he was a very worthy member, person to be commemorated in your column, I have to say.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, he certainly deserves to be, I think, yeah.
Well, another generation should remember him, really.
Yeah, exactly. So
he was a very good mentor to me when I was a young teenager. He used to encourage me to read a lot. And he would introduce me to new authors that I should read. And through him, I read Steinbeck and all these people just because Cyril recommended them.
Oh, yeah.
And he loved Jim and Runyon.
Others have told me exactly the same thing, that he was a very considerate and caring teacher. And also a very gentle kind of a teacher at a time when there might have been a lot more violence in the classroom than there is now.
We were very lucky in our class to have him.
Yeah.
He taught me for four years.
Yeah.
When he wanted to punish the lads, he would line you up and just run along your legs with a stick like a railings and run back up again.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we remember him with affection. So I have a photograph of him as a young man. One of them in costume in the Tiver, and also a photograph of his Connacht team that didn't lose to Leinster.
He was very proud of that.
Yeah. So that is it for this week, Dick, and I hope to be talking to you again next week, Lacuna J.
Yeah. Yes, I look forward to it, Tom. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, God bless. All right.
Bye-bye. Keep the faith.